It's been a long.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Fridays with Sandy Williams. So, Sandy, we haven't talked much at all about the gubernatorial race on the state level. You just got through saying what I echo, the sentiments that Governor Evers is not a flashy guy. He's not in the news all the time. He's a quiet guy who gets the job done. And you know, people may say, well, he inherited, you know, a great situation at the state level. When he walked in, you know, things are going great. And this is what I'm hearing from the Republican side of things. But you can say whatever it is. And he's been lucky. He got the ARP dollars, and he got this, and he got that, and, you know, and the state was in great condition, great shape when he – that sounded like what Donald Trump inherited, well, right?
I'm not sure the state was in great shape when he got it, but, it may, you know, they might say it was on a trajectory to be in good shape, but, you know, he inherited it at a very kind of risky moment in the general economy and in probably Wisconsin's situation, too, and had to work through some dicey issues with the university. Yeah, I mean, you know, these three people that are running seem to have singular credentials. Clayfish, I'm not sure what that credential is other than having been lieutenant governor, but then we've got Nicholson, who can only point at the fact that he was a veteran.
Yeah.
And Tim Michaels, who points at his business background. People with a business background would say the same thing I did, which if it ain't broken, don't fix it. And I'm not sure they'd be replacing the CEO of a company that was being operated as well as Wisconsin is currently being operated.
So that's the point that I wanted to talk with you about. People are riding the coat now. I'm a business guy, and he pokes his chest out. I'm not an average politician. We heard that from Ron Johnson. I'm a business guy. We heard that from Donald Trump. I'm a business guy. Put me there and we'll do everything great and everything, or we'll run the government like a business. Can you run the government like a business?
Well, it's a different notion. I think,
and you've been on both sides.
Yeah.
You've
I do think that the approach to business could be the approach to government. But as soon as you get, like we've talked about before, I keep talking about how this country ought to go through a business like Six Sigma self evaluation and start operating itself like a business. But when politicians who are businessmen take over a government, they tend not to operate like businessmen. And did Donald Trump behave like a businessman?
Absolutely, you know, not.
Would you hire Donald Trump to run your business after you watched him perform for 4 years?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. So I think,
even in his own business career before he became the president.
Well, yeah. I mean, the fact that he was a businessman didn't mean that you'd want to hand him a dollar and
right.
let him manage it for you. Because you might not get it back.
Right. you know, Sandy, that has been successful for Republicans. You don't hear Democrats saying, vote for me, I'm a business guy.
Oh, I'm not sure. I think that the other states have seen Democratic candidates who are successful business people who are respected and possibly get elected because of the respect people have for the way in which they manage their business. That's kind of happened on both sides of the aisle. I do think that performance in whatever it is you did before you were in politics ought to be evaluated to figure out what kind of a person you are and what kind of wisdom you display when you're asked to make decisions.
So today or yesterday, Tim Michaels.
Well, let me just say, though.
Okay.
Evers isn't a regular politician either and has always been a manager of things. He's had to manage
right.
large departments in the past. And schools are pretty big businesses, actually, to be administered. So I think really administrative skills are what's required as well as listening skills for someone who's going to be a governor or a president or whatever.
So when you talk, so Tim Michaels got the endorsement from the grand poobah on yesterday, Donald Trump. And And it's always like,
is he going to be able to wash that stain off?
So, but they're celebrating this now.
Well, of course.
That, you know, he's been anointed. And I don't get that, Sandy. I know that Trump still carries some measure of respectability in certain circles. But isn't it more and more tarnished? And should you look at that as...
I'm trying to remember the name of a musical. There was a famous musical about a baseball star who was a baseball star because he cut a deal with the devil.
And I remember that.
And the devil made him a star baseball player who everyone revered until the truth came out, you know? And, you know, the devil did that. That was an anointment that was done secretly. This is an anointment that was done publicly. So my analogy here is maybe pretty clear.
Yeah. I mean, you still think that, you know, we're, what, 3 years out, 2.5 years out of the 2024 elections, and people are still trying to ride the coattail. Excuse me, of a guy who we don't know where he's going to be. I mean, with all the baggage hanging over his head, any other time you would run from a guy like that, right? In history, you'd run from that guy. Why are people still running to him?
It dims my mind. maybe that's something has done that dimmed their mind, and that's why they are. You know, I had the feeling that he was successful to the extent he was as president because he was willing to basically bend to private interest groups and to do their bidding, to whatever it took to get their endorsement. So, he clearly was not a person of principle with respect to religion, but he bought the religious right by agreeing that he would take and appoint good judges that conform to the religious right's desire for conservative decisions. And he seemed to do that in all sorts of areas. So he's a person of very flexible standards. And I don't know why an endorsement from someone like that would be worth the paper it was written on.
You know, Sandy, you go way back. You've been involved in government. So you know a little something about how government works. And when you have a guy like Donald Trump, who right now the Republican Party is divided, either you're going to be with this guy or you're going to run away from him. And so depending on which side, which faction wins that, an endorsement by Donald Trump may be your death nail.
Well, I think that there are those sensible folks in the Republican Party, and happily there are a good number of them. It just doesn't appear that they're anything like a majority right now, who are worried about the fact that this bromance between the Republican Party and Donald Trump is going to be the death knell of the because, like I said, I think they see it like I do, which is can we wash this stain out in the long run? And I think that's going to be a problem.
You know, I was listening to conservative talk the other day, and they were celebrating. Well, Donald Trump may be coming here to, you know, to campaign for, Michaels, Tim Michaels, and we can't wait till he gets here. Donald Trump is coming. Hey, Donald Trump has been here before.
Yeah, the Grinch stole Christmas, too.
And I really don't think it's that big of a celebration if he comes, maybe to the right, some people in the right, but not to others. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Sandy Williams is here. It's Friday. We'll be back.